It's easy to forget here across the ocean that there's a famine in the Horn of Africa right now. 4 million people starving in Somalia alone. 750,000 of them will die in the next 4 months unless they get help soon. And the UN says they need an extra $700 million if they're going to be able to deliver that food. But the most reliable donor is usually the U.S. And at this point, Americans are trying to cut budgets, not expand them. And lawmakers in both parties are talking about slashing the State Department aid budget. Joining us now, Sam Worthington, president and CEO of Interaction. That's the largest alliance of U.S.-based international NGO organizations that works overseas. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
First, you know, numbers, they're drastic and they're startling, but to a certain extent, they don't really paint the picture of what's going on in the Horn of Africa. Can you talk to me about the severity of the famine there?
Well, a famine is a catastrophic failure of all food systems. It means that there is no food around you for miles, that you have a mother walking literally 100 miles for children, losing children along the way to arrive at one of the camps. The Dadaab camp on the border of Kenya has some 500,000 people within it. And literally children are starving to death, as are their parents every day at this point in time.
So let's talk about this deficit in, I mean, this is a very bad time for the UN to be asking for an extra $700 million. Any idea where it's going to come from?
Hard to say. We've been able to raise about $60 million from the American people. The challenge of a famine is you don't see it happening. And there's significant security challenges operating in southern Somalia, though nonprofits are operating there. So that the cameras are not on this disaster. But this is the first famine of the 21st century. There is no reason why this should be happening, and there's no reason why people should be starving to death.
You're talking, the security that you're talking about is the difficulty with al-Shabaab, the militant group that is in some cases preventing aid from getting to the people of Somalia.
And we've been able to reach about 450,000 people in southern Somalia, but access has to be negotiated valley by valley, and in essence, many individuals have fled the region to Mogadishu itself or to some of the large refugee camp complexes on the Ethiopian or Kenyan border.
So at this point, we're speaking with Sam Worthington, president and CEO of Interaction, which is an alliance of U.S.-based international NGOs. So, Sam, at this point, if the U.N. gets the $700 million they say they need, could we avoid an even further disaster? Is that $700 million enough?
Well, the famine is going to get worse through the end of the year, particularly in Somalia. At this point in time, we've been ramping up activities in the camps. You're basically saving lives as people come into them. And we'll have to see just how bad it gets once the short rains have finished and things begin to stabilize in Ethiopia and Kenya. Unfortunately, in Somalia, the challenge is because of security, people will not be able to plant during the short rains. At this point in time, we really do have a plea to the American people at interaction.org, our website. We have some 50 organizations operating in the region, and they are in need of support.
Sam Worthington, president and CEO of Interaction. That's the largest alliance of U.S.-based international NGOs that works overseas. Sam, thanks so much.
Thank you.